Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Schaffner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Schaffner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boley. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first, with Schaffner covering, for the out. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-1 in the game. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Simmons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaffner bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Belvedere now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Miller scores. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 8-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Boley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Montague reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.